This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Tomorrow.
And here's more him expanding off of that.
Any general update on Steph? Any prognosis at all?
Just day to day. You'll get an MRI tomorrow.
Did you talk to him? Just what was
I talked to him at halftime. He's obviously crushed, but, the guys picked him up and played a great game. And obviously we're all, concerned about Steph, but it's part of the game. You just guys get hurt and you move on. Our guys did a great job of moving on and getting a great win, 48 hours after a game 7 road win. It's an amazing group of guys. These guys they compete and they're together. We've been the best defense in the league since the Jimmy trade, and that's what's keeping us afloat right now.
I don't like that word that he used, but I get it. He's a competitor. He wants to play in every game. He said Steph, he was crushed. Ugh, I don't.
I mean, what was he supposed to be, thrilled?
No, but I don't like that word. It scared me, all right? If I'm a Warriors fan, the word crushed scares me. My best player feeling crushed, I don't know. I'm very concerned about this update whenever we get it. Hopefully, it's best case, and it's a week maybe, and they'll reevaluate him like that. That's honestly what I'm expecting.
Well, he said that he talked to him at halftime and he was crushed, and so yeah, I would be too in the middle of a game and understanding that. And then let's see how he's feeling today, whatever. You don't become Steph Curry without being the most competitive son of a gun of all time, and so of course he's crushed. That is not surprising at all.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. And it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We got David, we got Al. We'll get to you guys in just a second. We are 1 hour until the show's over. It's flying by. 99-88 The Win. Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals, all road teams winning for the first time ever in the Western or Eastern Conference semifinals, those two combined, I should say. So the conference finals, all the road teams going 1-0. That is pretty incredible. The Warriors continuing that trend. Can they get greedy? Can they do what the Indiana Pacers did yesterday, going up 2-0 on the road? That seems like, again, strong, a stretch. And the Cavs being without three of their starters yesterday and then being up that big and then losing it, God, that's talk about demoralizing. Good Lord. That has got to be tough. And it did them chanting overrated at Halliburton yesterday. He says overrate that after he hits the game-winning three-pointer after getting his own rebound off the missed free throw.
So overrated is not a Tyrese Halliburton exclusive chant. That is a chant that has been going on in the history of sports forever. But I know I'm seeing the internet was going crazy. He's not overrated.
Well, no, because it was going back to the players' poll. He was voted in The Athletic.
But what I'm saying is
so you don't think he should be motivated by that?
Is every high school since the freaking 80s has been doing overrated chants on Division I prospects shooting free throws. That is every high school in America does that.
Well, they were doing it in the first quarter, and then Donovan Mitchell had to tell them to calm down.
I don't know.
He's telling you. It's a story. You're telling them he's overrated.
I know, but this is what, it's not exclusive to just Halliburton. It's been happening forever.
Okay.
The overrated chant is one of the all-time basic chants.
It's okay to celebrate. Hey, you know what? You made a mistake, Cleveland. You made a mistake going at the guy. He made you pay. Now you're down 2-0, heading back to Indiana. In trouble time for you guys. After an incredible season, you might be getting swept. So There you go. Al is in San Francisco, wants to join the conversation, 888-957-9570. Al, good morning. How are you feeling about that win last night?
Hey, felt great, man. Thank you for getting me on here. Waited for a minute, but you guys after you guys chatted for a while.
Yeah, we're on the show. Yeah, we talked to each other for sure, Al. Yeah, continue.
I know that. Thank you. But it was a great win last night, and, you know, it's going to be sad to miss Curry for that other game coming up, but he needs some rest. Hopefully he can come back on the third game. But I would say Kuminga is just coming up. He's getting his engine running. And I like that that move he made in the middle where Green passed him the ball and he slammed when he cut in and he slammed the ball. That's the kind of moves we need on this game, and I think Kuminga would be an asset in that aspect of going in and slamming the ball as he usually cuts in like that. So I think Kuminga could help win the game tomorrow, maybe, and with Spencer and Looney. Thank you.
Good call. That play, Jimmy caught Kuminga on the move, and he hit the three because he was floating to the corner. It was a really nice play in the fourth quarter. But the one that I loved was, that's a GP2 type play. A GP2 at times can struggle to finish amongst the Redwoods, as I like to call them, the big players. Yes. But seeing Kuminga cut to the hoop without the ball as Draymond was coming into the lane on that pass, it was like, yes, Kuminga, that's what we need. We need you moving without the ball to the hoop. Yes.
And there's going to be moments where you need him being isolated one-on-one and drawing some fouls because he can do that. He is good enough as a one-on-one guy at that level. If you get Naz Reid to fall for the pump fake and do that little like Kobe push through, right, and then get that, draw that foul, yep, do it. Like, do that more and more. Like, get to the line. Put them in foul trouble. That is what you're going to need to do heading into game two, especially without Steph, because they were doing some bully ball late. Minnesota was doing that to you defensively. Julius Randle was playing some bully ball late. He's like, all right, we need some buckets. I'm just going to go strong. I know these guys can't stop me. I know Draymond's playing with the fifth foul. He's not going to want to hack me. I'm just going to go at their bodies. I want JK to also do that. In game two, if he gets some more run, because I think he's going to get more run, there's going to be opportunities for everyone in the second game. Absolutely. There's opportunities in game one, and I thought every single one of those players pretty much stepped up. I didn't think it was Moses Moody's. Obviously, his best game, it looked like the moment was a little too big for him.
He just needs to pass the ball a little.
Exactly. He was a little I don't know what it was, gun-shy, whatever. But
I thought he was just erratic.
The shot clock violations, there was too many of those. I thought, again, the defenses for both sides I thought were pretty damn good overall, but the Warriors were the ones able to get that big lead, and they were able to hang on to it in timely moments from JK, from Looney, from Pat Spencer. It was all built into it, and it was truly a total team win.
If I watch this team walk the ball up the court, barely cross the line with 17 seconds on the shot clock, and then take their time getting into a set, and then settle for a 3-2-1 forced shot where the defense can close out on you because the clock is their friend in that situation, my head will explode. Gobert had at least two blocks that way. They had a shot clock violation. They took a half dozen poor other shots. Guys, let's get this thing going. And you heard Steve Kerr in the huddle like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And I get there's fatigue. Fatigue is a factor in this because I do believe that as a team, they're mentally and physically exhausted. But they've got to play with a quicker pace.
David in Houston wants to join the conversation, 888-957-9570. David, good morning. How are we feeling, ma'am?
I feel good. You know, obviously, you know, it sucks that Curry went down. But, you know, the most important thing is that we got that dub. And if we look at or hear the speculations about Stephen Curry's injury, and assuming it is 1 week out, then the earliest Curry will probably get back here would be probably game five, right?
Yeah, and I mean, we're recklessly, potentially. We're recklessly speculating with zero medical knowledge, zero insight. Let's say, hypothetically, it's a week absence. That's what we're saying.
Correct. It's a hamstring injury. Soft tissues are very difficult.
It could be three.
Correct.
It could be two. We don't know.
Right. And you know, that's me being a little bit precocious. But, you know, if we can get Curry back into game five, then that gives Jimmy Butler three games to at least come out with one. And we can get Stephen Curry at game five at the very least with the series tied up at 2-2. I think that's the win-win. We also know that Curry is going through a lot of dumb problem right now with his shooting dumb. I think that would give him some time to rest up with that. I think we're in a good position. The fact that we beat the Timberwolves game one was a result of us actually going to game seven with the Houston Rockets, because it set the tone of how we need to play with high intensity, and can see in the game last night that the intensity of the Warriors were outmatching the intensity of the Timberwolves at that game.
No, it's a great point. No, David, and thank you for the call. That's exactly what happened, because the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves called out their best player, their star player, Anthony Edwards, about his effort after the game.
You mentioned kind of the energy, the spirit starts with Ant. Is that something that you and he talk about maybe ahead of game two now?
What is there to talk about? I mean, you're the leader of the team, and you got to come out and set the tone, you know, in all ways that happens. And if your shot's not going, like, you still have to carry the energy, you know. So, you know, I don't think there's, you know, if I got to talk to guys about having the right energy coming into opening second round game, then, you know, we're not on the same page.
And there is something coming off a game seven win, less than 48 hours. Like, your mind can't mentally calm down at all. You're right there into game mode for game one. And mentally, they were the tougher team yesterday.
I wonder how Anthony Edwards is going to respond to that.
Right. Well,
I just wonder. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Me thinking to that, I was like, well, Chris Finch, your days might be numbered.
Oh, well, that's a good point. Like, right? It's actually a good point.
You're calling out the star player's effort level, basically.
Yeah. In game one.
After
major rest.
Like, and maybe that's what Anthony Edwards needs. I don't know. Like, maybe that
he
knows his player.
Like,
exactly.
He knows his guys better than we do. And
but it just speaks to the effort level and Warriors being more. They wanted it more yesterday.
I can't remember a time where Steve Kerr had to send that message to Steph Curry.
Right.
And is going to shoot 45 shots next game.
Well, he might. He might take that as a
problem. You know what, though? Like, if that's the case, and that tells me others aren't getting involved. And one thing that I've learned throughout the playoffs is that one guy can have a spectacular individual performance, but teams win.
Correct.
Teams win and lose. And, of course, you need guys to step up situationally. But look around the playoffs. The role players have played huge in every single game. And it's not just this year. It's going back a couple years now.
I do think they have, like, the other leader on that team. It's not Randall.
It's
not McDaniels. It's not Rudy Gobert. It's Mike Conley. Like, that's a guy that I think is a leader. He's been around a long time.
Who's he guarding in this series?
Well, no. I'm saying about, like, you know, effort level.
No,
and, like,
I know.
Getting the message across there, because Julius Randle's not a leader. And Rudy Gobert damn sure is not a leader, as far as I'm concerned.
The Conley thing is interesting, because, like, I'm watching him last night. I'm like, all right, he might hit some shots. Who the hell is he guarding in this series?
He better hit some shots. That's the thing. If he's out there,
that's true.
He's too old to be guarding anyone.
I think they're going
to
go with DiVincenzo a lot over Connolly, unless Connolly brings anything offensively. Otherwise, he's an unplayable player in this series.
888-957-9570. What are some of the adjustments that are going to be made heading into game two without Stephen Curry? We can get into that. And your optimism heading into this series potentially without Stephen Curry for a few games is what? 888-957-9570. And by the way, the Golden State Valkyries, their inaugural season is here. And fans, you do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and all the Valkyries all summer long at Chase Center. I know Joe Shasky's fired up about that. And this Friday, we are giving away two pairs of tickets to the home opener on May 16th. That is this Friday. Win tickets to the Valkyries home opener on May 16th. Tickets are available at Valkyries.com. Hell, you might see Joe Shasky, Michelle, LJ, all of them at a lot of those games this season. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Cash Keep Casino Resort. More of your calls, more of your text. Warriors up 1-0. We're going to put a ball in that conversation right here on the Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Wherever the hell he is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, the bong
what
hit.
What breaks first? The Pope coming, the new Pope coming out, or Steph's injury? We need to know, people. We need to know.
I think we'll find out today. We'll get a Shams bomb.
But with which one, the Pope or Steph?
No, Steph.
Or both.
If Shams breaks the Pope
I'm
thing,
telling you.
I mean, Adam Schefter, sources are reporting.
According to sources, the new Pope, make sure you are subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. As Lubman and Chasky and Risotto occasionally have the best Giants talk in the world. Make sure you are subscribed today and hear all about Willy Adames breaking out of his early season slump and the inevitable change at closer the Giants are about to make. Big win for the Gigantes yesterday in extra innings over the Cubbies. And they continue to roll offensively. Jung-Hoo Lee is a problem. And you know, last night the problem was offensively for the Minnesota Timberwolves? Tre'Mond Green! Buddy Hield.
Unbelievable.
Like, those guys combining for 50% shooting from beyond the arc, 9 of 18 with those two guys, and the Minnesota Timberwolves couldn't shoot a lick from beyond the arc. So who gets your game ball? Is it Draymond? Is it Jimmy? Is it Pat Spencer? Is it Steve Kerr? Who's getting your game ball as we're handing those out? Final segment of the show before handing it off to Stein and Goo. We'll do some game balls. 888-957-9570. Who's getting your game ball, Joe?
It's Steve Kerr. Okay. I just think that was such a... A master class in understanding how to control as many elements as possible. Look, you're very helpless when you're a coach, specifically in basketball, right? You could put the lineups out there. You could call plays. But if the guys just want to do what they want to do, then that's what they're going to do, right? And so you're very, very, very helpless to a degree. I thought that he had the pulse of the game, when to call a timeout, how to make a sub, which lineups to go to, which combinations to go to. He went to 9 guys in the first quarter. And then I thought that they mixed and matched. Hey, we're going to go one-on-one with Ant. Now we're going to throw a zone at him. Now we're going to throw a late double team at him. All right, we're going to try to push Rudy off the block. All right, we're going to let Julius Randle kind of get his at the elbow, but he's going to have to work for it, and no one else is going to get anything. All right, if Jaden McDaniels wants to go off the dribble and get a mid-range, fine. We're happy with that. We're going to shut the faucet off on the three-point shooting. We're going to collectively rebound as a team. Pods rebounding, or when Steph was in there, he was rebounding. Let me go to guys who maybe didn't have a great series in the last one, and I'm going to give them a fresh start. Quentin Post, saw a couple of minutes of him. John DeKuminga, even though your first couple of minutes didn't look good, I'm going to go back to you. I'm going to give you a second chance to try to find some offense here. Buddy Hield, sticking with him in the second half, even though they only had 2 at halftime. I just thought that Steve Kerr did such a great job pulling every single lever on this team. It was a masterclass in how to conduct an orchestra, and it was beautiful music yesterday. I was so impressed from Steve Kerr, and I just think that he deserves my game ball.
Maestro Steve Kerr getting the game ball from Chasky. Who's getting your game ball? 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. My game ball? Let's go to Jimmy Buckets. Played the most minutes yesterday, 41 in total for Jimmy Butler, and they're going to need to lean on this guy. He needs to be the Caped Crusader. He needs to be Batman in place of Steph Curry. He talked about how much harder it is without Steph on this team. Yeah, it's going to be a lot harder, but this is why you bring in Jimmy Butler. This is why you bring in a guy that's been to 2 NBA Finals. This is why you pay him the big bucks and extend him right when you trade for him. It's for moments and series like this. He's been the underdog before. He's beaten teams he wasn't supposed to beat in the playoffs. He's beaten the Celtics. He's beaten the Bucks. He's beaten the likes of Giannis, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. He's beaten Hall of Famers before. So yeah, Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves, yeah, he can do this. As much as you're saying, like, if they have to win this series potentially without Stephen Curry, could they? Yeah, they could. It would be really difficult. I probably wouldn't bet on it, but I'm not betting against that guy, Jimmy Butler. It would be very difficult for me to do that. 20 points, 11 boards, 7 offensive boards, and 8 assists, 2 assists shy from a triple-double, add a couple of steals in there. That was a complete masterclass from Jimmy Butler. And again, the shot wasn't going down, but he was getting to the line, and he was being the distributor they needed him to be. And the guys were hitting his shots, whether it was Pat Spencer taking off the load there as a ball handler, Buddy Hield, whether it was, again, Draymond Green, hell, Gary Payton hitting a timely three there late. So he was being that dude offensively, defensively. He gets my game ball. Who is getting yours? 888-957-9570. Idris and Hayward.
What's up, Idris?
He wants to give out a game ball. Idris, good morning. Who you got?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Can you hear me clearly?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to have a bad signal.
Oh, yeah. You're good.
Okay, nice. Okay, so first off, great game for the Warriors. You know, I mean, everybody, all the other teams are winning on the road. So I was like, let's keep it going. So shout out to Draymond with just a clearly momentum travel. Shout out to him and Buddy. Everybody said everything, but one thing I just need to see happen is every time I've seen Pat Spencer in these playoffs, he's given some really good, even if it's only 30 seconds or 2 minutes, he shows that it's not too big for him. He's not afraid, and he's ready to go. So I would love for Steve Kerr, especially with Steph Curry being possibly injured for a little bit, we need him some Spencer minutes. He just elevates the team. He plays tough, and he looks like it's not too big for him. Pods is struggling. GB2's in and out. I don't know what's going on with Moody. So great stuff. But yeah, hopefully we got a Jimmy game, so we should get at least one game without Steph. And if we can get to if Draymond can remain aggressive, good Lord, the Warriors are going to win the final. So that's what I got, man. God bless y'all.
I think he's got no other avenue but to stay aggressive.
He has to. And scoring.
I can sense. It's so funny when these like all-time great players, they sense the moment and they rise to the occasion. You can almost see it coming. Like we talked at the break. We're talking about Kansas City, the Chiefs, and a guy like Travis Kelce. You know, I don't know if he's the greatest tight end of all time. Like, there's a lot of guys that could throw their
maybe
name.
Maybe the greatest pass catching of tight end, but that's a different conversation.
I mean, look, Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez. There's so many.
I'll go Gronk. But yeah,
okay, exactly. Yeah. Like there's
he's
a lot
in the
of
conversation.
Great. Yeah, but like you can always sense like, oh, he's taking over. Like, you know what I mean? And it's always in tandem with Patrick Mahomes. What made yesterday special is that, you know, for so much of his career, he's done it in tandem with Steph Curry. That is Draymond Green. And for him to do it without Steph Curry, I thought it was just a special moment for him. And it's why he's such a great player, you know? And it's just, I think he deserves a ton of credit for leading the Warriors yesterday.
Well, hell, let's talk about it like this, without Klay Thompson, too.
I didn't even think of that. Like, wow.
Just think about that trio in all the games and minutes they've played together, and no Steph and no Klay, and Draymond was okay. He was more than okay. He was great yesterday. He was a great player that they needed him to be.
He was their best offensive weapon.
Yes. And again, that highlights just how bad Minnesota was offensively too, but it underscores just how good he has been. Like, shades of like 2016 finals run Draymond offensive. Like, it's crazy. I don't know what's happened. Maybe it's just they've empowered him more. He's empowered himself. I don't know.
No, Joe, Steph was holding him back offensively.
Steph was holding him back. That's what it was. He's holding Pat Spencer back the whole time. That's what we need, the memes.
Like, Kerr is, well, it was, come on. Dean Smith. He, you know, the only guy to hold Jordan under 25 was Dean Smith. That's coach at North Carolina.
Right, there you go.
The only person to hold back Draymond Green scoring 20 a game is Steph Curry.
Oh, man.
It's a joke.
How's it going to be without Steph, man? This is going to be crazy.
Oh, it's going to be rocky waters.
It's going to be crazy. And Draymond's going to need to keep it up. Jimmy's going to need to keep
it
up.
You know what it's going to be?
What?
It's going to be wandering the desert looking for an oasis.
We keep going back to wandering the desert. We got to go biblical, right? Is that what it is? Easter's past, though, so we can't really use those. Moses Moody, back to Moses. Is he needs to step up, man, like offensively, too. I think we've been calling for him. We've been waiting for him to have a good, like, offensive game. He's going to get opportunities, but maybe maybe JK, this is his opportunity. He scored 7, and I was impressed with Jonathan Kuminga yesterday.
I think it's incumbent on Pods to have a better game than Moody, because Pods is going to play a huge role. He's going to play 35 to 40 minutes.
Yep.
So, yes, they will need Moody. There's no one's doubting that. I think really it comes down to Pajemski has got to hit some shots and continue to play that frenetic style. He had two huge charges. Just huge charges to draw yesterday. And I thought his energy was really good. He rebounded really well.
Is this Kwame? Kwame Brown? No, just Kwame in Oakland. Kwame, good morning. Who is your game ball going to in the Warriors' 99-88 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Man, so that's what surely Draymond Green has the game ball. He has to have the game ball. It's probably the second one in the row going back to Houston's game seven. But Draymond Green, every time where he's active offensively, the other team has to, when they have to guard him, they give other players easy, fast shots. When I take easy, fast shots over hard, fast shots any day, and that's what Draymond does when he is active on the offensively. When he attacks, Rudy Gobert can't stay in the middle. He has to come up, and Draymond Green is faster than Rudy Gobert, so he can go past him. And when Draymond Green is attacking, Kuminga, this is the time where Kuminga needs to move, and Kuminga needs to get his action. Because once Draymond starts attacking and making shots, threes and all that, they're going to start, eyes is going to be open on him, which is going to have eyes easy for the other players. So as long as Draymond stays active on the offensive end, for surely he's going to do the defensive part because that's just who he is. But as long as he stays active, Minnesota, Coca-Cola, old school Motorola, Warriors in four.
Wow, sweet comment. That is the level of arrogance that I aspire to be in my fandom. But okay, again, we're getting greedy. You lost Stephen Curry. He's probably going to be out for a couple games, guys. But even without Steph, you're feeling good because you won the game. I hear you. I'm not going that far.
With some version of an entree nicotina. I'm like some Coca-Cola. Better yet, a Motorola. Man, time is getting shorter. That is one of my all-time. Find that beat at some point and play that before the end of
just
the show.
Just the beat. Yeah, we can't go.
No, you can play the song. We'll just lower the swear words.
No, you can't. That's not how it works.
For a movie in Vegas, soda. Dude, it hits so.
As you know, they got that baking soda down in Minnesota. So
absolutely.
Come on, let's go.
Thank you,
Daiquiri
Factory.
Thank you. I used to think it was daiquiri, but like because I was a kid, I didn't know what a daiquiri was, so I just pronounced it daiquiri. It's funny, but it sounded, it kind of worked. I don't know. 888-957-9570. Love me some nicotina. I also love me some Vince in San Francisco.
Your favorite ice cream flavor.
He has his game ball. He wants to dish out like an ice cream flavor. Vince, good morning. Who's your game ball going to?
What's up, guys? I want to give the game ball to the Bahama Bomber, Buddy Hield. I think he hit big shots in big moments, took some of the offensive pressure off Jimmy with Steph being out. I mean, that drive, the one that really got me was the drive in that lefty floater finish in the hole. I was like, oh, man, if he plays like that coming off of Game 7 against Houston, and we got that for the rest of the series, I don't think it's going to be too big of a deal that Steph is down. That being said, I am kind of like, I don't know what to expect for this series because you game plan against a guy like Steph, and now he's out, so now that game plan's changed. Game 1 is supposed to be a filling out process, and there's nothing really to build off of. I don't know where it goes from here. And then my other concern is if Rudy Gobert plays like he did in the closeout game against the Lakers, where he just stayed in the post and was dominating inside. We don't have an answer for that. So you're going to have to play Rudy off the floor. But if he gets deep in the post, that can be a real issue. But I think Buddy played well. The guys just need to keep, you know, stay positive and just keep playing ball. Just it's game one. You got three more to go.
That is Vince in San Francisco. Buddy Hield getting his. So we got a couple for Draymond. I gave mine to Jimmy Butler. We got Buddy Hield there. Who's your game ball going to? And you had Steve Kerr, obviously, for yours. So you can also go coaches if you want. Speaking of Buddy Hield, he had the wardrobe malfunction. Shout out Janet Jackson in the Super Bowl once upon a time with Justin Timberlake. I think I was like 8 years old when that happened.
No, don't talk about that.
Eye-opening for me, I'll just say that. Jimmy and Buddy at the podium together. Jimmy and Buddy talk at the podium together. Talk about Batman, Robin, and Alfred. God, they love their DC characters.
Draymond declared that tonight Jimmy became Batman and Buddy went from Alfred to Robin. Do you guys have any comments on that declaration?
No.
I'll start out.
No. I'm Batman today. I saved the day. He's still Robin.
All right. Well, I'm still Robin, yes. And Steph's still Batman. And Buttered is still who he is.
I mean, Buttered.
Okay. But you had another good game, man. Except for that stupid thing you did at the beginning of the game when you have on the right shorts. It's not real Robin and or Batman-like.
That's more Robin-like. He'd probably mess up and like forget his tights or something like that.
Bow, bow, bow.
That's great. Buddy Hield, just such a character. Again, we can laugh at that whole wardrobe malfunction at the beginning of the game because they won. Had they not won, he'd be demoralized, and he would be sitting at the podium like Chris Finch yesterday, ripping your star player for effort. But the effort was not ever a question mark for the Warriors yesterday. And maybe that does go back to the rest versus rust factor. And, you know, maybe Minnesota now has been put on notice, and they come back, and they have a huge game. Doesn't matter. Game two, as far as I'm concerned, that's gravy. If you could win game two, that'd be insane and incredible. And then the confidence would really, like the arrogance would be at an all-time high if you win game two. But just winning game one, Joe, in the fashion that they did, how could you not be confident waking up this morning? Because I get it. Even without Steph going forward, like, you just got to feel good about what they were able to accomplish yesterday. It was one of the more feel-good wins. Like, you're talking about impressive. Like, talking about feel-good wins and, like, playoff history in the Bay. Like, again, looking back on it, if they don't win the title or don't go to the finals, I still will feel great about the circumstances heading into this game and coming out of it. It was incredible. It was incredible.
It was a great win. It was a great win. We'll see where, you know, it lands. Because if you win it all, it lands a certain way. Yeah. If you lose in this round, it lands a certain way. Yeah. If you lose somewhere in between, it lands a certain way. So we'll see. But Buddy Hield, like, I don't know if you've ever seen that video game. I'm sure you guys have, but Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, it's from World of Warcraft.
Where the guy goes running in and like ruins this whole plot, but he goes like solo, YOLO, you know, act. That's what I felt like Buddy was doing yesterday, yeah. Except instead of everyone dying in the mission, everyone lived and he saved the day. Like, he had his Leroy Jenkins moment. Steph went down, third quarter, they were dying for some offense, and the next thing you know, boom, here comes Buddy. And it felt like he sensed the moment, and then he realized, like, oh no, I am the number one scorer right now. And over and over and over again, his movement off ball, his movement with the ball, he was taking good shots. He was like pump faking and getting a better look, pump faking, taking three dribbles in, taking the midi. I just thought his floor game was brilliant offensively.
Wow, you pull a Leroy Jenkins reference. I'm so proud of you. It was from World of Warcraft. I believe the raid they were doing at the time was a 10-man. I think it was Onyxia's Lair, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, there you go.
Tell me that didn't feel like
my
it.
Knowledge on you.
Buddy knew it was his time.
We'll have to take your word for it on that one.
There Buddy knew it was his time, though. Didn't you get that feeling from him in the third quarter?
Yeah, but in Leroy Jenkins' case, like, he wiped the whole group and they all died. But in this case, they all lived.
Well, Buddy's a superstar.
thank you. He's a superstar.
He's a statue guy.
I couldn't even finish the sentence. He said, move over, Barry Bonds. Buddy deserves a statue before you.
The reality is this, like, the playoffs are weird. Sometimes guys rise and sometimes guys fall. Think about your normal life, right? Think about your normal life.
God, I wish it was normal.
There are people in your life that somehow outperform in pressure situations, whatever they might be. And there are other people that, not that they cower, but like they kind of crumble if like the stacks.
Mental fortitude.
Yes. And then there are other people that just out of nowhere rise to the occasion. You know, and I referenced Marco Scudero earlier or Cody Ross earlier. Like, Buddy Hield is having one of those kind of moments right now. We'll see how long it's sustainable, right? But you got, like, that kind of stuff from Andrew Wiggins for multiple months.
You like WWE, right? You use a WoW reference for me. I'll use WWE for you. Mick Foley, right? Mankind.
Yeah.
He used to use a phrase called testicular fortitude.
Yeah.
Guts. Courage, determination. That's what Buddy Hield, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, all of them, Pat Spencer, testicular fortitude on display yesterday in Minnesota. That was incredible. And that was a hostile environment. They were doing the ref you sucks chant. They were booing Buddy Hield.
He was unreal.
Jimmy Butler every time he touched the ball. Draymond Green. All of it. It was a hostile environment. And God, it was quiet throughout, wasn't it? They made a little bit of a run. It got a little. They tried. They wanted to. They were booing them.
I know.
Off the court, they were booing them. That was incredible.
But, you know, the thing with these, like, runs that Buddy's on right now is it could evaporate tomorrow. It could, you know.
Sure.
The glass slipper could just go right back, you know, and everything turns into a pumpkin. Yeah. But he did start the season pretty freaking red hot. And I remember coming out onto this show and saying, like, dude, it feels like Buddy was born to play in this system to be a Warrior. I don't know if he's ever going to, again, trying to compare him to Clay or whatever, that's just a fool's errand. Clay is a legend, whatever. I'm just talking about style of play. He fits. He's going to get good looks. Now, if you hit him, you can become immortalized from this playoff run, whether they go far or not. If you don't hit, then yeah, like it's going to look ugly, which it did for almost, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
Buddy?
Yeah, no, it was bad.
But streaky shooters who stay hot are in the zone. We just saw Fred VanVleet look otherworldly for a couple of games.
What I'm not going to question is, though, and again, it's you brought up the names, so I'll talk about it. Klay Thompson in that final playoff run as a Golden State Warrior in that Lakers series and in the Kings series, it was a struggle. And you saw him wearing it, and it was tough.
His legs just weren't the same.
The body language, all of that. I will never question Buddy Hield's body language at all. I'm not comparing the players. Klay Thompson's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest shooters. Well, this might be the second greatest shooter of all time, which is insane.
Okay.
And he's a Warriors Hall of Famer and all of that. But there is something to be said about, you know, either feeling sorry for yourself, being down on yourself, and letting that translate onto the court. And you saw with each of one of those Lakers losses in the lights feeling brighter and brighter in the history of his father playing there. It was tough to watch. Mm-hmm. It was tough. You were just waiting for one Klay game in that series. One. Can we get a Klay game or two? And he didn't. You've already gotten two Buddy games. Well, going back to game 7 now in game 1 that contributed to massive wins. So, again, I'm not comparing the players and the careers of said players.
No.
But you were looking for this sort of production in that last playoff run from Klay at times, and you've at least gotten some games from Buddy Hield there. And to your point, he might be inconsistent. He might not have another game this season.
Who knows?
Exactly.
Who knows? But the beauty of sports is maybe Moody finds his shot.
Yeah.
And then simultaneously, maybe Pods hits a few more shots. And you don't need Buddy as much, right?
I just love the energy of Buddy Hield. I love what he represents. I love the carefree nature and that island nature. He's from the Bahamas.
He's on a run.
He's got that, like, the beach vibe with him. Carter was just there. He was in Jamaica, man. He's got the beach vibes. I mean, it was Sandals, Jamaica, but, you know, all inclusive. Shout out to him. But I love what I'm getting from Buddy Hield in the camaraderie with Jimmy. And here's Jimmy Butler talking about his boy Buddy when Steph went down and Buddy stepped up.
I saw Butter be aggressive and make some timely shots and get stops in a big way. I think we all want 30 back. That is for sure. But we want him to do his best for himself, best for our group in the long run, in the long haul. And until then, we can hold down the fort. I know we can.
You like that? We can hold down the fort.
You know what the element of his game, like you were talking about his demeanor and maybe temperament regarding whether shots are falling or not and how it doesn't change? I just underrated how active he is on defense. And Van Gundy was referencing like he had never played defense like that in his career. Well, that's
95-7 the game, breaking news.
All right, guys, this is from Shams Charania. Golden State, Stephen Curry has sustained a grade 1 left hamstring strain and will be ruled out for game 2 against Minnesota on Thursday. Sources tell ESPN it's the first strained muscle of Curry's career, so exact return timetable is unclear due to it being the first rehab of this nature. So again, that's per Shams Charania. Steph Curry, grade 1 left hamstring strain, out for game 2, timetable unknown.
So, I mean, again, you're going to hit WebMD, you're going to hit the AI, Grok, or whatever the AI.
Do our own research.
Yeah. Days, weeks, a month. That's typically the timetable you'll see for a grade 1. It's very gray.
And especially this being his first of said injury, you don't know. He's 37 years old. Like, these things. Hell, if he was 27 years old, you still don't know. But at age 37 and the wear and tear and the minutes and miles, unclear. So we know he's going to be out game 2.
I would assume multiple games. I'm just going to assume multiple games.
I mean,
I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means 2 or 5.
When you go unclear, like, yeah. And Doc Pondia, Dr. Rob Pondia, UCSF Health, our 95.7 The Game injury insider, you know, he talked about, you know, the injury going forward and how he's going to have to manage it. And this is Doc and what he had to say.
I think the key thing when you're trying to get people back from hamstring injuries is, number one, in game, are you doing things to prevent that muscle from tightening up? So he's on the exercise bike, you're heating that area up. And then number two is you may have to change the way you're utilizing them in the game. So, you know, Curry covers so much court and all that running and constant movement is going to place stress on that hamstring. So Steve Kerr figuring out a way that Curry can get shots or how he plays so he doesn't have to have as much movement to get that shot. So these are the little nuances you can do to make sure that hamstring isn't getting stretched. But unfortunately, it's different for a center. You know, Kevon Looney, has a hamstring issue. He's not as mobile and running around. So you can get him back quicker. For Curry, his game's predicated on moving around. So how can Steve Kerr change the offense and have different lineup combinations so maybe he doesn't have to run around as much and can just shoot threes like a spot-up shooter and not have to worry about creating his own shot?
And that's when he does come back, and we still don't even know when that will be. We know he will be out tomorrow for game two in Minnesota.
So let's...
And the timetable is unclear, according to Shams Charania of ESPN, in regards to Stephen Curry's grade one, they're calling it, left hamstring strain.
So let's work backwards, okay? Game seven is scheduled for Tuesday, May 20th. Okay? Today is Wednesday, May 7th. You're looking at 14 days, essentially, right? In between the two. So that's two full weeks. So if it goes to game six, that would be on Sunday. All right? That's the 18th.
Hold on. Warriors.
Well, I'm looking at it right here.
Rockets. So, yeah, I need to pull it up myself. So okay.
All right. So I'm looking at it right now. So, like, today is the 7th. They played last night, the 6th. All right? So the next games are May 8th, which is Thursday. He's out. May 10th, I'm going to assume he's out. May 12th, for now, let's just say he's out. You're out three games. Let's just, okay, hypothetically. At earliest, on my timetable, he'd be back for game 5, Wednesday, or excuse me, game 6. But game five, Wednesday, May 14th, which will give him conceivably.
It's a week from today. It's a week from today. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, unclear. Yeah, that's what I'm saying right now, too.
So the earliest, I think most people, like, if we're being real, the earliest would be that Sunday, May 18th.
I'm keeping it a buck. I think the Warriors are going to go through this series like he's not coming back this series. I think that's how they're going to go about it. Like, it sounds harsh, but that's kind of how you have to, like, do this thing.
Just bizarre, the scheduling. So you go, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, a ton of time off, Sunday. What are we doing?
Yeah, Sunday, May 18th, there's a four-day gap between that Game 5 and Game 6.
Why not spread that out over the first four or five games?
You got me. Maybe they're trying to catch the momentum. I'm not sure. They're not really going up against any, big other sporting event. So
then now the question becomes, okay, let's say game 6 would be the earliest at like, if we're just going with this, the earliest he comes back. Sunday, May 18th, game 6. What does it have to be for you to have faith?
Like the series at that point? It has to be the Warriors up 3-2. Warriors up 3-2 heading into that game. I do not want them to be down 3-2, and you have to rely on Steph coming back there. Like, if you're up 3-2 and he comes back and you could ease him in more, then you have another game to play with potentially. You don't want it to go to game 7, obviously, but we've already seen that they can go on the road and win a game 7. You don't want that to be the case, but it is. If you're down 3-2 and then you're relying on Steph to come back, yeah, it would be great for the comic book stories, right? The Disney fairy tale ending. Steph comes back, he's your knight in shining armor, and he comes and we tie the series, we go there and we win the whole, But you got to be leading this series, and that sounds like a tall task without him for that long.
So here we go. Now we get all the experts. I love it. I love the experts.
Oh, okay.
650 on the Boxer and Gersten text line.
Work injury attorney's text line.
Thank you.
Yep.
Athletic trainer here. Grade one is the best case. I'd be surprised if it's longer than 1 week, especially since he was jogging in the tunnel. Interesting.
Depends. The timetable's unclear because they don't know how the reaction's going to be. Again, I'm not saying it's the same exact injury, but we need to be careful being Twitter doctors when everyone was getting mad at Jonathan Kuminga for not coming back sooner than they wanted from an ankle injury. That was clearly severe, way more severe than what this hamstring injury is. But again, we don't know how the body's going to react. Everyone's saying, oh, it was a grade two. Why is it taking this long? Was it a grade three? He's 37 years old, guys. Like, I don't know. It could be 6 days. It could be 2 weeks. I don't want to, as you say, reckless speculation. I don't want to do that. So I would go out this series. Again, that's what Steve Kerr's going to say. Hey, when they tell me he's coming back, he's coming back. In the meantime, we're going out about our business.
So now I'm telling you right now, like, and I truly believe this way. And look, in three games, you're going to laugh at me or you're going to love me. I still think they can come out of this series. I'm not saying it's easy. If Steph doesn't play one more game in this series, I think they can win the series. Can they go beyond that? Probably not. Like, no. Like, they need him back. I do think, as of today, and I might be a prisoner of the moment, I think Jimmy and Dre and whatever combination of guys, they can find a way to win three of the next six games.
I do think that's baked into this. Had you won and he came out of this yesterday, then you're feeling like, wow, we just won this game. We stole it. Man, we're in prime position maybe if we can win this series, be in the Western Conference Finals. And I think a lot of fans are feeling right or wrong, and there's no way to feel like right or wrong way to feel about this, but a lot of fans are saying like, man, already with the thumb, and now he's going to be dealing with a hamstring injury throughout these playoffs. God, it's a lot stacked up to us because, you know what, we thought we had aspirations of being in the NBA Finals and winning a title. It's going to be very difficult.
This is why you got Jimmy.
I know.
Like, and I'm not saying it's going to be easy. No one is saying it's going to be easy, but this is why you got Jimmy. And you know what? And, like, the other part is, one thing I give Draymond, you know, everyone wants to, you know, bash him. Go out and prove why you're the Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
This would be one of the feather in the cap moments of his entire career to shut everyone up and do it without Curry.
And talking about that injury potentially lingering throughout the playoffs before we hit Fast Five, here's Doc Pondia talking about just that.
I think especially given his age, you know, whenever these hamstrings tear, basically what you're depending on to basically get you back quickly is there's some degree of scar tissue that's in there. We know that although scar tissue can sometimes hold an area together, especially if you've got a lot of other muscle around it, that area is more prone to cause pain, to re-injure itself. And if you look at hamstring injuries, the two things you worry about besides getting back on the court is that there's a high rate of re-injury. We see that a lot in football and baseball players. And there's also a rate of injury to other parts of your body. Your hamstrings are so important to helping stabilize your lower leg. So it may not be a hamstring. Are you worried about an ankle or something else? So that's really where the medical staff has to make this decision of, okay, do we push it to get him back, or are we being extra cautious so that we don't get that repeat injury or get something else? And that's where, unfortunately, what happens with, you know, pro athletes is you're looking at how the team's doing and what's the risk of potentially, can we win without him playing, or do we have to take that risk and put him in because we're worried about how the series is going?
And that's why you got Jimmy Butler. So hopefully they're going to hold down the fort, as Jimmy put it, in the meantime. And in the meantime, we're going to hit Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Oh, boy. Man. I don't know how we're feeling about that right now, guys. Uncertain. Like, is that not what you wanted to hear? Did you want to hear, like, a definitive timeline?
This is far from ideal, right? There's
well, of
no
course.
Doubt. But I think because they honestly believe that they can still win this series without Curry, I think they'll be even more cautious. I think he ain't coming back till game six.
Yeah,
I really believe this.
I think they're going about this like he might not even play in the series.
Maybe.
They might be, which I know people are saying, oh, you don't know. I was like, no, like that's kind of how you have to go about it, though. Like the mentality, like the guys that are in here that are playing, like we just got to go full force. We know we got Steph's back. He's really carried them to a win. And what was that, game three last series? Like without Jimmy. So, hey, Jimmy, reciprocate it now.
Game six, Sunday, May 18th, game six. That would give him approximately 12 days. 12 days. I think that's the most realistic number. I really do.
What are your final thoughts, Joe?
My final thoughts are, look, even though this is, you know, horrible news, like there's no other way around it, I'm telling you, dude, I'm not doubting Steve Kerr. I'm not doubting Draymond and Jimmy Butler. And I have this belief in the young guys. When the chips have been up against it over the last two or three years, we have all been pleasantly surprised by the play of the young guys when no one expects anything from them. I do believe in Pods. I do believe in Kuminga. I do believe in Moody. I do believe in Looney. I do believe in GP2. I know everyone else doesn't. Don't let us win this series without Steph. The arrogance meter will be off the charts for me.
You want an update from Shams on this?
Give it to me.
Per Shams Charania, ESPN senior NBA insider, the Warriors expect Stephen Curry to miss at least 1 week with the grade one left hamstring strain. An exact return will be based on how their all-NBA guard responds to rehab with his first muscle strain. So,
so
at least
1 week would
so
be...
He's going to miss...
Wednesday, May 18th.
He's going to miss games 2, 3, and 4. It's a lot.
Again, all you have to do is win one of the next three. They can do it. They can do it. I believe in them.
You believe. Does Sam Lubman believe?
I do believe. We just had Tony in Oakland on the phone, and unfortunately we weren't able to get her on. But I guess I could just pass her message along and why she's optimistic. It's because of Draymond Green and the direct connection to God that he has, and how he will elevate Jimmy Butler through these next three games. And honestly, listen to her break that all down. It made sense, like most of what Tony says. So I'm optimistic about this team, and I agree with you, Shasky. I think they can take one of these next three, and
exactly.
You know, I'm going to get a little bit greedy when they go home. Let's maybe take both of those, but we'll cross that bridge.
Look, if you just said it's 2-2, Steph's coming back, we would all take that.
Oh, you're taking that all day.
Exactly.
I still just think Warriors 7 is very
three.
Much.
This thing that we're cooked, we're gonna just win one of the next three. It's we're making this more difficult than it needs to be. This is why you got Jimmy
Carter. I'm going to go off what I said yesterday about Gobert, kind of, and that Gobert was a big key to this series. The real key to this series, I should have gone more in depth, is the rebounding. I think that whoever wins the rebounding game in each of these games is most likely going to win the game. Yesterday, the Warriors won the rebounding numbers 51-41 team stats. Okay, Jimmy had 11, Draymond had 8, Buddy Hield had 8, and Pods had 8, Payton had 5, and Looney had 6. That's going to be the key to this series at the end of it.
It's almost like the inverse. So, like, what Steven Adams gives you as a rebounder and defensively, it's kind of the inverse of what Naz Reid's going to do off the bench. And it's not like for like the same. I know that. Naz Reid's going to give them more of more juice as a scorer. He's going to play more minutes. But again, that was a huge factor in that series last time, is because you had the Twin Towers, if you will, of Şengün and Steven Adams. Not like, Rudy Gobert's good. He's good. They don't have really another true big, though, that's going to get those boards.
But now you got to add another key with Steph being out of the series. And the other key is Jimmy needs to be a little more selfish with the ball when he's underneath the rim. Pump
fake,
go up, get the foul.
First team all selfish. Let's go.
Doc Pandia with an update. The Steph Curry news for Dub Nation. Grade 1 strain is a microscopic tear of the muscle. Timeline varies based on the following factors. Overall, this is great news, though. Location of the tear within the muscle, the number of hamstring muscles involved, cross-sectional area of the muscle involved, the degree of inflammation and fluid, and how the athlete feels in terms of mobility, strength, and pain and swelling. These injuries have a high rate of reoccurrence and can set you up for other injuries to other areas, so cautiousness is the key to the report, which is what you've been saying
for the last
10 minutes.
You've got to be careful with the hamstring, and we're going to be careful with Fast 5 because it was brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Steiny and Goon next. Steph Curry is going to be out for at least a week with a grade 1 hamstring strain. The boys are going to talk about it, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.